listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Who was our winner, Nick?
Winner was Dave.
Dave?
Yeah, he's not only excited about the Heinkels, said he's never been to an opening day.
Yeah, tell Dave it's a random drawing, so sucking up won't help.
No, no, no.
But that's
just,
okay.
He was just anecdoting.
Yeah, I know. We had that yesterday on social media. It's like, I like people are getting creative. And that yesterday, the bacon emoji was like all over the mm-hmm. place, which was very clever. But we do it randomly, so everybody has an equal opportunity to win. All right, it's time for the Brinkouter Home Highlight. Each and every Friday morning, we spend some time with the great folks at Brinkouter, 60-plus agents. Great staff. If you added up the years of experience, I don't know what it would be, but I mean, it would be in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
It would be a lot.
of selling homes and buying homes, and that's great stuff. So Ryan Campbell and Colleen Brinkout are in the studios. Tom is traveling this week. He'll be back with us next week. First of all, let's get right into the couple of homes we want to talk about, because that's the main purpose of doing this. You want to start with Fairway Drive, or do you want to start with Stephen Creeks Boulevard?
Let's do Fairway Drive.
Okay. So, Colleen, tell me a little bit about 826. If you want to play along at home, you can pull it right up on your phone or your tablet lightning fast. In fact, by the time you put 8 and 2 in, it probably will already pull up the link. What's special about Fairway Drive?
This home is really nice. It's in the Moreau Forsyth School District. It is 309. It has a first floor master bedroom, and it does back up to the golf course. The main floor area is really nice. You pretty much can live on the main level if you wanted to. Laundry, everything right there. White cabinetry, beautiful views, nice light and bright.
Okay. And as I said, Brinkouter.com, you can go and check it out and see all the beautiful photos, get all the different views. Now, you've done this for a little while, right?
Over 26 years.
26 years. you know, forever, no one ever actually saw the top of their house, right?
Oh, you are correct. Yes.
But that is such an interesting perspective to sort of see the whole yard, the layout.
It is.
The view
it
from
is.
Above.
See your neighbors, right?
Well, yes, you can you see your neighbors.
Get a lay of the land.
Yeah, yeah. I like that too, where you can go out front and take that 360 view, because you want to know what you're looking out your front windows. All the technology has helped that. For people to see, you know, before having an appointment or before seeing it in person. Has that sort of changed the game for you guys?
It certainly has, because now people, and what I tell my sellers, especially when they're preparing their home to be listed and to go on the market, that first showing is online. I mean, that first showing is the picture they see, be it the top of the house, the front porch, the backyard, the surroundings. So you want to make that outside of your house look real nice as well.
And it's always back to that you only get one chance at a first impression, right?
Most definitely. Even the inside with the pictures. What will happen is someone will be flipping through the pictures and something will catch their eye. And Brian, this is so silly. It could be as simple as a blue towel in a bathroom, and they'll see that blue and they'll flip right through.
They might even realize that's what's causing it, right?
Correct.
They just react to it.
Right.
And so you have to be a little more artistic, a little more. The presentation is important because I firmly believe that at the end of the day, this is still a face-to-face business. You know, when I buy that house, when I sell that house, I want Colleen right there. But when I'm starting the journey, I may look through 35 houses and to narrow down the 3 or 4 I want to see in person.
The journey starts online.
Yeah.
And we put a lot of emphasis on our services and high-quality photos, the drones. I mean, all that's to give people a good user experience up front. Before they have any interaction, theoretically, with the client. So.
And the drone shots are important because, we've all been to a hotel, right? And you go to their website and the photos they have make the rooms look huge and you get there and they've, but I get a full sense of what the home actually looks like.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're going to put it forward in its best light, but I do get a sense of, like, I know the perspective. I know what it looks like from the street. I know what it looks like from above. I know what the rooms look like from, you know, all kinds of different angles. And some people can see that, like what you can do with something. Some people need the staging and need to be able to see what a space looks like. And you deal with all kinds of personalities, right?
Oh, most definitely. And one thing, too, is it's nice when people are coming in from out of town.
Yeah.
They can definitely see the surrounding neighborhood, the surrounding area, and not even out of town. It's just a matter of someone across town who may not have ever ventured to the north or ventured to the south, where they can get an idea as to what, you know, what is around there, the parks or the golf course or the lake even, you know.
Absolutely.
How close are we to the lake?
No doubt about it. All right, so then let's go over to Stevens Creek, and this is Stevens Creek Boulevard. I get these all a little confused because there's Circle and Boulevard,
right.
But you know the general area, right?
Right, yeah. Right. 832 Stevens Creek Boulevard. This one is a super nice home also, and for the money, there's true value in there. They have all new windows in there. They've put all new white trim. There's new flooring in there, new doors. They've done so many wonderful things to it. The main level is an open floor plan. Again, you could pretty much live on the main level. The master bed is not on the main level, but there is an area that you can possibly make a master if you wanted to. So that's nice there, too. The mudroom is huge, a huge laundry mudroom. The backyard is nice.
Don't you like that the phrase mudroom is still around? Like I mean, because it's not something, I mean, it's just in everyone's vernacular, but you know it goes back to some great story, right?
Right. If you have children, Brian, or if you have a husband that likes to work in the yard, or a wife that likes to work in the yard.
It's a piece of the English language that still exists today,
right,
which
right.
is great. So 832 Stevens Creek Boulevard, priced at $294,900, 3.5 bath, 5 bedrooms, 4,350 square feet. And a really unique structure. I mean,
it is. Yes.
I hate the cookie cutter stuff. So I love homes that have a very unique look. This mm-hmm. is certainly one of them.
Yeah, and it's really beautiful inside too. It actually is really light and bright on the inside with all the white trim and the bathrooms have been updated. So this is a nice one as well.
Okay, we got to take a break. We get back here. I want to talk to Ryan about how the process for people who are potential sellers, because I know that the market still the inventory is low. You know, as compared mm-hmm. to sort of previous years. And I know people are they're in the winter mode. We're still not quite yet to spring. But if you're thinking about selling your home or even have a thought about it, right now might be the best time you could possibly find.
Don't wait.
Yeah,
now's
but I want to walk through that process. Right, you know, what right. happens? How does this work? You know, you guys come out and do all the pictures. You get it up. And, you know, what does that timeline look like? You mm-hmm. know, if somebody okay. just says today, hey, I think maybe I'll give that a shot, put my house on the market. I call Brinkotter for the first time. We'll, on the other side of the break, we'll walk you through that process and what takes place. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more. Nick Smith has your 3-day forecast. It's going to be windy, so you can subtract some of the warmth off of those next couple of days.
Yeah, that's fair. Today, it'll be mostly cloudy through mid-morning and then clear up, but a high of 44, and that wind Brian was talking about could gust as high as 36 miles per hour. For tonight, it'll be clear with a low around 26. Tomorrow for Saturday, sunny with a high of 52 and some more wind. And then Sunday, you're going to get the wind again, but it'll be mostly sunny with a high over 60. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:52. And this weather is brought to you by Tuscany Steak and Pasta House in Decatur.
Looking for a location to host your next event? Look to Tuscany. Tuscany Steak and Pasta House of Decatur can comfortably host group events with space for up to 55 guests. Catering and sit-down dinner packages start at $9.95 per person and include a variety of options, including Tuscany's famous Italian recipes. Call Tuscany Steak and Pasta House today at 876-9900. Visit their Facebook page or go to their website at TuscanyDecatur.com to book your upcoming event.
Nothing like being busy all day at work and then finding out your dryer is now dead. And we had been limping along with a leaky washer. We hit all the stores and got to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World right before close. They gladly helped us out even after the doors were locked on a Friday night. We found a great deal on an Electrolux pair on sale and a buy one, get one free pedestal that saved us over $300. Plus, saved another $100 on a mail-in rebate and a free 10-year protection plan. Oh, and the best part, next day Saturday delivery at no extra charge. Not one load of laundry had to wait. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. We have the largest appliance inventory in Central Illinois and the largest appliance installation team to match. Find a sale item marked with a red tag and we'll get it to you the next business day or even on a Saturday. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ibora, and I'm asking for your vote for Macon County Circuit Clerk. I have worked in the Circuit Clerk's office for the last 6 years, and I understand how local government impacts the lives of citizens every day. If elected, I would bring a strong commitment to service, along with enhancing the working relationships between government agencies. On March 17th, I'm asking you to vote for me, Jennifer Ibora, Macon County Circuit Clerk.
Paid for by Friends of Ibora.
Coming to Decatur on May 23rd, Splash Cove brings the fun. Decatur's all-new water park features one of the nation's first stand-up water slides, fun and thrill rides for all ages, plus an 8-lane lap pool, zip line, rock climbing wall, baby pool, diving boards, so much awesome. Go for a season pass. You'll get the most value and exclusive benefits. Splash Cove, open daily starting May 23rd. Visit splashcove.org for admission prices and hours.
Splash Cove brings the fun.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. A couple of minutes left with the folks from Brinkotter.com, and it is our great pleasure to have them in every Friday. If you want, literally, the best of the best, I all you have to do is look through their website, because they have every listing, and you immediately can tell when it's somebody else's listing. I mean, just the quality of photos, you can just see the difference. I'm sure that Ryan has a lot to do with that. I mean, the whole team does. But as director of digital services, what's the timeline? If I call Colleen today and go, hey, I heard Brian, I think maybe I'll take a chance, put my house on the market. How long does that process take?
Once we've acquired the listing, I mean, it ignites our process. So, I mean, the agent itself is entering it in the MLS, and Colleen, please chime in if I'm misquoting the process. But once it's entered in MLS, they submit an order, and our staff is out there to collect images, collect drone footage. All that data is accumulated, and assets are accumulated, and we work to generate that on the website and populate it. From start to finish, I would say 3 to 5 business days at most.
I think you're correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's right. A very, very speed to market, I think, is one of the huge selling points with Brinkotter.
It is.
We just have an excellent team, all working in conjunction with each other. And then once that process and once it populates on the website, it ignites our whole online presence. And from social media marketing to any type of print we want to do, if an agent's sending out postcards, things like that, I mean, it basically just ignites our whole marketing process.
So it's pretty turnkey and pretty quick.
Then. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
And for the professionalism involved, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Right.
And there's so many platforms. I mean, for someone who's done this for a while, is it hard to sort of adjust to all of the changes? And I mean, because I know at the end of the day,
Brian,
as I said,
you're testing me here.
No, I'm just asking you, because it still is to me a face-to-face transaction at the end.
Yeah.
And that won't change, because this is the biggest financial decision you make, or one of the biggest in your life. You want somebody you know, you want somebody you trust, handling all the stressful details, because moving is all kinds of anxiety for people.
It is.
But just all of the different ways of communicating now, I'm sure, can be a little overwhelming for people who have done this for a long time.
We in fact, it's interesting you mentioned that, because Ryan and I had a brief conversation outside how it's different how people communicate. I mean, some people will communicate, texting is fine, or telephone is fine, or email is fine. And I personally, I am not afraid to pick up the phone and get an answer a little sooner than some people who may send an email and may wait all day to get an answer. It's
preference.
Different. Yeah. Right. It's just preference.
And that's, I think, the strength of having this huge team is that you've got people with all these different strengths, you know, that come together and make up sort of the perfect team. So no matter what it is you're comfortable with, Brinkotter's got it covered.
Yes, we do.
All right. Once again, now these houses are not open this Sunday, but available certainly by appointment, right?
Most definitely.
And you can do that right online.
Yes.
And so that's 832 Stevens Creek Boulevard, 826 Fairway Drive.
Correct.
And you can go to the Open Sunday button, by the way, and Brinkotter will have all of the open houses, whether it's theirs or not, listed. And that's one of the great conveniences as well. Ryan, great job on the website. It's so fast. I'm telling
you,
because the world wants to do it on their phone, right?
We're working towards obviously continuing to update, continuing to enhance user experience. We've got some excellent blogs we're putting out there just to add value to people coming to the website. We have a community link right there on the homepage. It'll take you to area communities if you're looking in a certain neighborhood.
Perfect. Guys, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We will see you guys next Friday.